Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What we also wanted to chat about, of course, were the, you know, we see this word tender as South Africans, and I think we start to get very nervous. It's like PTSD, but the T stands not for trauma, but tender, post-tender trauma, because we just don't trust this process. Wayne Duvenage is the Chief Executive Officer at OUTA, the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very well yourself.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt that we definitely suffer from some form of post-tender trauma in South Africa. Do you think we'll ever come right?
Well, we've got to keep working towards that journey, that outcome, that we have to come right in time. But there is just far too much money that is lost to tenderpreneurs, to businesses that are connected with the people in authority, who abuse that authority. And so not enough of the money that we pay taxes for gets to where it's supposed to go. And this continues to this day. It's not as if this new administration has come in under Cyril Ramaphosa and the exit of Jacob Zuma that it is coming to a halt. In fact, we know and can see in the various engagements we have that it is rife.
So is it worse, the same, or is it better, but it's more visible?
It's no better. The continuity of corruption of taxpayers' money continues unabated, as if it was still happening in state in under Jacob Zuma's years. Now, having said that, state capture, where the president is involved in hijacking massive infrastructure spent through the big SEO state-owned entity, that has changed. I mean, those nets have closed down. But where this is happening is in provincial level, national level, and other areas where it happens, especially in local government level. And we see it. We're engaging all the time with people who see it, with construction of classrooms, schools, maintenance, road building. It just doesn't stop. And people, there are so many middlemen in some of these transactions that we end up paying 3 to 4 times the price that we should have paid.
Which, of course, becomes a problem when you're looking at rebuilding an area like KwaZulu-Natal. Tell us about your concerns here.
Yeah, so the Auditor General has already raised flag with regards to the money that has been allocated for the flood relief in KZN, especially with Public Works, the Infrastructure Department, with regards to misuse of public funds, the funds that were allocated for the work that had to be done to fix the problems from the flooding. So if the preliminary report indicates that there has been a widespread risk of corruption in those tenders to rebuild the state and properties and infrastructure that's been damaged, right, that's a serious concern. But we're not surprised. We see it everywhere. We've seen it with the COVID relief funds. We see it now with drought relief funds. But we see it in everyday spending within government level.
So the fact that all these funds are now available, insurance has made a lot of has made an enormous amount of payment. Government is putting money into this. Have they at least tried? And I know you're seeing it. We see it continuing, and it's rife. But is there an attempt at least to reduce the level of corruption?
Yeah, there is in that. The National Anti-Corruption Strategy is being rolled out. It's very slow, by the way. It's 3 years in the making.
Right.
That seems to be gaining some traction. The president should be announcing the appointments of the committee that's going to have some more oversight. But in the long run, when it comes to transparency in procurement, transparency systems that will help civil society become the eyes and ears, with governments to oversee, big allocations of funds for infrastructure, we're not where we should be right now. And it's really sad last week to just read and see that the Department of Treasury is the second worst when it comes to wasteful expenditure. These are the same people that are supposed to be looking after and be the guardians of misspending, have a problem within their own department. So we are not getting to where we should be as quick as we should. But I think at a high level, the big projects have been thwarted in the state and entities, but it's not there where the problem happens. It's at provincial levels, building of schools, clinics, hospitals, maintenance of these, roads construction. That's where the big losses are happening at the moment. Too many middlemen, too much cost being put into the system.
Right. And obviously this is something that this is going to keep you very busy over the next while as these funds flow more through KwaZulu-Natal in order to rebuild the province.
Yeah, look, I mean, wherever we do, we try and highlight and get involved, but we're limited, we're only 45 staff, so there's far too many projects on our hands, and we've got to obviously get more support before we can do more work. It's quite hectic. But we'll be watching the space, and we'll certainly be commenting and exposing it. And if and where we get the hot information, the actual facts of corruption and maladministration through whistleblowers, that's where we start to take action and hold lay charges to hold those individuals accountable.
Absolutely. Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer at OUTA, the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, talking to us about the current situation as well as specifically KwaZulu-Natal. Linda W. says thank you, OUTA.